There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program. The Thursday, January 15th, the Ides of January are upon us. Imagine we've already found our way halfway through the month of January, the first month of the new year, and things are hopping as usual conversationally. The essence of what's going on, well, let me wrap myself around with you and Ken Kessler. The story of the Secret Service, latest information from the people who are leading the Secret Service, people, person, I don't know what the thing is that drives them. Anyway, four of the highest-ranking Secret Service executives have been reassigned following all those security mishaps and scathing reports from investigators that question the leadership within the agency right down to their boots. The agency's assistant directors for investigations, protective operations, technology, and public affairs have all been reassigned. What does that mean? Why are they reassigned? Why weren't they fired? They were reassigned to do what? Doesn't say what they were reassigned to do. The acting director is Joseph Clancy. He said he was making leadership changes based on a report from an independent panel that described the agency as insular and starved for leadership. He said, quote, change is necessary to gain a fresh perspective on how we conduct our business. I am certain any of our senior executives will be productive and valued assets in other positions at the Secret Service. Really? Why would you think that? If they can't do the job that they have now, why would you put them in other areas of responsibility? I don't get that. I think that's the question here, Ken. Is it not? Shouldn't that be the question? The four officials are Dale Pupillo, who led protective operations, Paul Morrissey, who oversaw the agency's investigative mission, Jane Murphy, who was the government and public affairs chief, and Mark Capranzi, who headed technology and the tools for mission support. And, of course, the people at the Secret Service did not say what these people are doing, because they're doing nothing. They're getting paid, and they're doing nothing. That's why they didn't tell you where they went, because they don't have a place for them. The reassignment just means they're taken out of the jobs at the Secret Service, but they haven't. I don't know, as a matter of fact, I'm looking for names of the people who were reassigned into these positions, the new people in there. Did you see anything about that, Kenny?
No, I didn't. And, you know, this is so typical of our government that when someone gets in trouble, they get reassigned. It seems almost impossible to get them fired.
Yeah. So they feel like they're doing something big and important by taking these people out of the job. They're still getting paid. They still have a place to go. They haven't been, if this was the private sector, they would be dismissed. They would be removed. They would be taken out. There's no permanent director even at the Secret Service. Report was the second critical review of the agency responsible for protecting the president. You remember in November, Homeland Security, which basically now oversees the Secret Service, released an investigation about the fence scaling incident, which concluded that poor training, staff, all the missteps that led to this breach, lack of supervision, basically the bottom line. So we used to have the Secret Service run by the Treasury Department, and it seemed that they ran fairly well. Do we look at Homeland Security and the mishaps and misorganizations there? Or do we just look at administration in general and see how badly the IRS is run, the Veterans Administration is run, for at least the scandalous stuff from this past year? Is there anything that these people do that's done right? And I don't even mean to point the finger at the administration that's in there now, which is certainly suspect in many different areas. But George Bush did a terrible job with all this. You go back administration more recently, say, the last 20 years or so, as government has expanded, it expanded wildly after September 11th, wildly, to the tune of 600. I think the last number I saw was there were 640-some-odd thousand more government employees since September 11th than there were before that. Remember, say what you will about Bill Clinton, the budget was trimmed, and there was pretty close to, I don't think we had a deficit, right? Wasn't there a, was pretty close to operating at break even? Or he left money, or he didn't, but the Treasury Department had enough cash to pay all the bills. And then after September 11th, our expansion into most every area, certainly the expansion into nosing around and messing with our lives, individually and collectively, and the stuff that we did overseas, the waste of how many trillions of dollars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which both Bush and Obama have to hang on to that. But all of that, the expansion of government, the fact that these people, we either can't find good people, or the good people, when they go in there, get corrupted by the realities of working for the government, maybe either or both of those things, but it certainly is indicative of something that needs more closer scrutiny. Certainly, we need to be looking at less government. It seems I keep saying that, but I'm maybe the only one who's saying it. Let's have smaller government. Now, the latest situation in technology, to go one step further, this central command hacking that took place on Monday and the ramifications of that, how the government is dealing with it. Subject of conversation I'm going to have in a moment with Brian Krulis, who's an expert in this area. Stand by for that on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's January clearance event, it's your chance to get the instrument of your dreams at a price you never dreamed of, up to 70% off. Now through Sunday, save big with incredibly discounted prices throughout the store, like Sabian V8 cymbals at least 30% off, or Martin Lifespan acoustic guitar strings, buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals. But remember, every store has its own selection, and you have to hurry to get what you're looking for. Don't miss Guitar Center's January clearance event, now through Sunday.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, ask, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer and Rich, and
And Kenny and I have Brian Krellis with us. He was a cybersecurity expert, vice president at SirMD, one of the top 20 most powerful cloud companies in the world. You may know, may have heard, the Twitter account, YouTube page for Central Command hacked earlier this week, and for several minutes carried incendiary messages promoting the Islamic State, including one that said, quote, "American soldiers, we are coming, watch your back, ISIS." So, Brian, how much do we have to worry about this? Was this a fluke, or is this something likely to happen more frequently?
You know, I think, unfortunately, it probably will happen more frequently before it gets better. I think understanding the context of what happened, this was not a confidential, this was not a site that had a lot of security surrounding it. Basically, they used somebody's password to log on who gave away that password inadvertently. But I think what this does, the silver lining here, is I think it gives us a kind of a wake-up call to say, okay, both federal, state, and local governments, let's look at all of our online activities, and let's look at where we need to beef up security and where things, you know, maybe like a bike lock are okay. You know, I think we need to do that audit, and I think that's probably the silver lining of this.
All right, so Rich tells me the offices for our network are in Arlington, and it's a big area for all kinds of government contractors. It seems the president visited the offices of the Central Command Group yesterday. It was related to this, Rich.
DHS building next door to us has the cybersecurity unit in it, so he was here yesterday. And I would suspect, Brian, that after the North Korean thing and then this the other day, that this was a big part of the conversation the president had yesterday?
I think so. And again, I think the, you know, from a federal government standpoint, I feel fairly secure. I'm not saying that there might not be some hiccups along the way, but I feel fairly secure. I think where I'm not as secure is if you look at the private sector, if you look at maybe local and state governments. I think when it comes to these entities, they never really were thinking about terrorism. They were just thinking about, you know, especially in the private sector, making sure that I can protect my secrets from my competitor. And I think now that we're thinking about cybersecurity from a terrorism standpoint, I think we're looking at a whole new level of security that we're probably not ready for, and it's probably going to take us 3 to 5 years to get there.
So how embarrassing is this? Never mind how easy it is or not easy. What sort of, we pay a lot of money. The area that Richie is in, as he said, is loaded basically with all these government contractors who get loads, gobs of money.
Ugh,
I mean, look at the foolishness with the healthcare website and how much money that involved. And so you wonder, are these people really looking out for our best interests?
Well, there's a couple questions there that I think need to be answered, and it may take us a while to get there. But traditionally, right, if you look at retail crime, 75% of it happens from an employee. I would argue that within the cybersecurity world, it's probably even a higher number because it oftentimes takes somebody who's inside to either have password access or to understand vulnerabilities of a system. And so, unfortunately, the majority of our systems have been external or people not necessarily with confidential clearance working on computer programs. And so there is that possibility. That secondary, you know, it was embarrassing, but we're starting to find some intelligence, and it looks like some of this hack happened from a 20-year-old in Britain who was somewhat famous, went to prison for 6 months for hacking Tony Blair's address book. This guy's associated with ISIS. I think their goal is they don't necessarily have the intellectual capacity right now to hack the federal government, a main site, the true Pentagon. But I think what they're trying to do is say, hey, look at us. We're not just a bunch of desert dwellers. We do have some sophistication. Come join us. We're bigger than people are making us out to be. And I think that's their goal here.
This is the ISIS. These are people that believe in ISIS selling this message, right?
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to say is, you know, I think right now they've really kind of gone after, you know, kids in poverty, right? It's almost like a game.
Yeah, of course they have, and that's where they get their recruits. But, yeah, I understand the contradiction there in terms. Brian Krellis with us on Good Day.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. Go Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Circle K, you always find
Ken Kessler is the only person who knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's Bill and Ted.
There's some new research.
I love you.
Into the music of Mr. Beethoven. And because of the results of the research, it seems worth a moment or two of our time. The unusual rhythms that are found in a lot of Beethoven's music are linked to the heart condition that he had. Apparently, he suffered from cardiac arrhythmia, which is also known as the irregular heartbeat.
That's why my dad's so good on the radio.
Yeah.
He's got that, too.
Yeah, he has that, too.
He talks to the beat of his
mouth. Right, and that's what Beethoven's music is. The story at DougStefan.com about a paper published in a medical journal. The researchers, there was a cardiologist, there was a medical historian, a musicologist, investigating the link between Beethoven's heart condition and his music. They said they started thinking about the ways that somebody's physical illness, physical body could influence the music that they make. And so they started trying to understand fibrillations. Basically, that's what he had. He had heart fibrillations. And the beat of his heart, the irregular beat of his heart, apparently are duplicated by the rhythmic patterns of his compositions. Those of you who listen to this and you feel it simpatico with your heart, perhaps you ought to go to see a cardiologist.
That's so stupid.
What's so stupid?
How do they prove that?
that?
It's a theory. I don't know that they can prove it because the guy's dead.
That's a stupid theory.
Stupid. Okay, thank you, Richie. Let's get away from stupidity then.
I just don't see how they would prove that.
Well, but that's because you don't have that kind of a mind.
You don't listen to this enough.
Yeah. No, you're busy playing the ukulele. What the hell do you know about me?
What about ukulele?
All right, next up, a trip.
I'm beating my ukulele.
I am my tech step in. Doesn't happen often.
Excuse me.
Sorry, what, sir?
This one here every day. Some of the best blue-eyed soul ever written on this planet.
All right, we have the New Orleans Jazz Festival in our focus. More and more diverse all the time, Richie. And the 2015 incarnation boasts one of the strongest lineups yet. The Who, Elton John, No Doubt, Widespread Panic, Keith Urban, Jimmy Buffett, all signed up let's see, who else? Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett. That'll be an interesting show.
Such a great lineup.
Widespread Panic's there every year. Buffett's there every other year.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Stevie Winwood.
Jerry Lee Lewis has been there before. Winwood's been there before. But
Buddy Guy.
Elton John's a big deal. Yeah. The Who is a big deal.
Good.
Yeah, they've never had that.
I'd go see Gaga and Tony Bennett together. I mean,
Gaga
when she sings with him.
Yeah, that's right. I told you on the plane the other night coming out here, I watched an hour taken from a show they'd done together, and it was magical. Wonderful music. Tony Bennett is, I think, very attractive, you know, in a sense. 84-year-old guy with this, 28-year-old woman. And it was great chemistry. It really was. All right, so anyway, Who and Elton John lead the New Orleans Jazz Fest, and the lineup was what we were focusing on here at Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters. filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. This the Thursday. Thursday it is. Yes, I said that in last hour. Hasn't changed yet, has it? The information you need to know, or you need to know, may want to know. Hard for us to describe. Ken Kessler and I here in this hour of the program, going in depth into some of the stories, the impact that it has on you. And I, when I say you, I mean you personally. I don't know that the Charlie Hebdo story has impact on you in a personal sense, unless you're connected to it directly. There are many other things that we are more directly affected by. Many of the moments on this program are spent talking about your health and well-being, such as the case in the circumstance for those of you who take aspirin every day. How many of you take aspirin to prevent heart attacks and strokes? I do, as a matter of course, a baby aspirin. There's a chance, Kenny, do you take aspirin every day?
I don't, no.
No, there are a lot of people who do it at night. It's supposed to have more impact on you at night. It's just one of those preventative things. If you have the lining of your stomach is compromised, aspirin sometimes not a great thing to take anyway. The bottom line, for those of you who do use aspirin, there's a chance you may not need to be using aspirin, after all, at least to prevent a heart attack. There's research out today from Baylor College of Medicine, and there are a couple of other health institutions that sort of signed off on this, studying records of 69,000 people who take a daily aspirin, primarily for prevention of heart attack and stroke. The responders or researchers concluded that more than 1 in 10 didn't need to be taking this. Is aspirin a drug? Taking this remedy? I suppose it could be a drug. Their risk of developing heart disease was too low to warrant a daily aspirin. What'd you start to say, Kenny?
No, I was just agreeing with you, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'm looking at the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist and a part of the team here on the Good Day program, and he sent me a note saying aspirin is a really powerful drug. It can cause serious side effects. It's very important that it only be used for those people for whom the benefits outweigh the risks. I'm having a lot of trouble with my back and with my legs in terms of whatever. There's some kind of a disconnect in one of my spinal areas, L3, L4, L5. And I usually take a lot of aspirin. I've been taking Tylenol and Advil, and it seems not to have an impact anymore. Last three and a half months, I've been quietly in agony in terms of how I am when I sit, especially. Walking doesn't bother me, and sleeping doesn't bother me, but it's, instead of getting better, it's getting worse. So I've been having all kinds of, I'm researching, getting all kinds of input as to how to deal with this. And one of the doctors that I talked to yesterday said, try a different kind of aspirin. Don't take, in basic terms, Motrin, Aleve, Advil, Tylenol, they're all forms of ibuprofen, and that's basically what aspirin is. Aspirin is a little tougher on your stomach, and sometimes if people have problems with their blood is too thin, it can cause bleeding, that sort of thing. But the other side of it is that I took this new kind of aspirin yesterday or last night, and it seemed to have more impact on me. I don't know whether it's strains, whether it's a different, there are different sorts of things, but aspirin in the main can include a risk of stroke, because if the blood gets thin, a blood vessel can break. It also can cause gastrointestinal bleeding, and both of these things can be fatal. The research in this study did not look at aspirin-related complications like the things that I was just talking about when people take it inappropriately. Some people take way too much aspirin. They use it for everything. They take it like candy. It's not good for you. It's a wonderful drug. It's not benign, however. Dr. Daniel Simon, chief of cardiovascular medicine at Case Medical Center, says people should take daily aspirin for heart disease prevention only if they have a more than 6% risk of developing heart disease over the next 10 years. So remember all of the conversation. I used to take a baby aspirin all the time because it seemed to be suggested that that would keep your everything, you know, your veins open. One of the products that we advertise here, Heart Factors Plus, does a better job of that now, and it has no side effects. Interesting, looking back, I grew up in Framingham, Massachusetts, and that's where my main residence is, the site of the Framingham Heart Study that is internationally famous. The Framingham Heart Study risk score has been used to determine risk itself. If you have a close relationship with your doctor, you ought to include questions. If you're a smoker, it affects you. It depends on your gender, your age, family history, that sort of thing. But daily aspirin is not for everybody under any circumstance. The Journal of the American College of Cardiology says it didn't want to include people who had already had a heart attack in the study, already had a stroke or anything else that would warrant aspirin for prevention of a second problem. They also had information on specific aspirin doses, but they sort of didn't focus on that. The bottom line is that this research cautions, is in terms of the study, that they could have underestimated inappropriate aspirin use because participants self-reported their aspirin use. So it may be that this study needs to be underscored because the data didn't come from the actual research. It came from reports from the people who were taking it. And one wonders, when you think about that, how many studies like this are dependent on the reports of the individual people who are being pursued for the information? That is, they keep the info themselves rather than having some researcher keep the info. I wonder about that, Kenny. In terms of any kind of a survey, any kind of a study, even if it's not about health, if it's a political study, let's say the Pew Research Center or Gallup or whoever it is that wants to find out what, I mean, the basic research like this, that's just a poll. I mean, what people are giving to the medical director here is, in essence, they've taken a poll. How many aspirin do you take? When do you take them? What's your history and your family? You know, that sort of thing. It's sort of hearsay stuff. Some people need to be on an aspirin don't take it because they don't like bruising. If you take aspirin, again, because it thins your blood, makes it more likely that you'd have a bruise. So how many of you, I guess that we get back to the healthcare system here in the Maine, how many of you have a doctor, a regular, do you have, Kenny, a regular doctor that is the core and all of your medicine comes from your relationship, all of your referrals come from a relationship with the Maine doctor?
Yes, yes, I do.
Do you have a circumstance where, you know, yesterday, for example, I was talking, trying to get a, set up an MRI to actually see what's going on with my back and my spine and my legs, and I called the UCLA unit here in Los Angeles and went round and round for almost 40 minutes with people there. The suggestion was that I could get a doctor to look at the MRI, but I had to have another doctor refer me to get the MRI. And I said to the lady, I want to come to you and have your doctor examine the MRI, but you're telling me that doctor can't sign a piece of paper that says, I need an MRI, I have to go to somebody else? And she said, well, yeah, you have to find another primary care doctor. I said, well, I've done a lot of things at UCLA over the years without having to connect with a primary care doctor. I don't happen to have one here on the West Coast. Well, you'll have to go to wherever you're from, get your primary care doctor to say that you need to have an MRI, and then we can do the MRI, and our doctor here can look at the results. So I went around and around trying to understand what the heck she was telling me to do, because it made no sense. And what I ended up doing was going back to my doctor in Framingham and having him schedule an MRI for me back there instead of doing it here. He, by the way, is the one who's going to read it back there. So the guy here couldn't read it unless somebody else told him that I had to have an MRI, but yet the guy who is responsible for me getting the MRI back in Massachusetts is the one who's going to read it. That make any sense?
Not even a little, no.
All right. So anyway, such is the state of healthcare. Our major input here is about aspirin and how it may affect you and whether you need it or you don't need it. One of the great providers of information on this program is Dr. Ron Hoffman. Many of you know him as a good broadcaster as well as a good doctor. He's going to join us in a minute for an update on some other medical stories and medical news here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/youyear for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. His name is spelled F. F. Good Day. H O.
Don't go there, Doug.
What are you spelling?
Well, we were talking a little. I was distracted from the conversation we were having off the air. Sorry about that. Dr. Ron is here. His website, Dr. Hoffman, H O F F M A N, is a great place for you to sign up, get information. His Intelligent Medicine newsletter declares, in fact, this week, it's National Folic Acid Week. Is it folic or folic?
I guess let's keep it clean. It's folic acid.
Folic acid.
All right. So folic, and the way to remember what that comes from is it's the same root as the word foliage. Green leafy vegetables are a great source of folic acid. And you can get it in a vitamin, but I make the distinction in the article that what you're getting in a vitamin is a synthetic form of the natural form of folate, which is actually better for you. You can also get it in meat sources. The liver is particularly rich in folate, which is very good for so many things in your body.
All right, so what causes the... wow, where'd that come from? If people are short of vitamin B, it's caused by what? Why would you not have enough vitamin B?
Well, it could be because of a very poor diet, eating a lot of refined foods. When you process grains, for example, you completely deplete their vitamin B. And that's why grains are fortified. They actually put some of the B vitamins back into flour, for example. And so junk food is a major cause of that. Also, you might have a medical condition that causes you to absorb poorly, such as colitis or, you know, severe gastrointestinal problems. Maybe you've had gastrointestinal bypass like so many Americans have had, and then you might malabsorb nutrients.
Mm-hmm. So it's the malabsorption of nutrients sometimes if you have vitamin D. Is it ever associated with women going through their monthly cycle?
Well, that might cause more in the way of iron deficiency. That certainly could cause anemia because of loss of blood. But the B vitamins, certain medications deplete them. For example, even birth control pills will deplete vitamin B. They interfere with the absorption.
Last week, there was a lot of discussion about the pile of dirt researchers had been working over and came up with a new antibiotic, even though it hasn't been tested on humans yet. I got all excited about it, and I thought you'd want to comment as well about not only this yielding a powerful antibiotic, but also the whole business about what happens when you are around bacteria, the whole business of your immune system, and how we have become weaklings in this department because we don't allow ourselves to get dirty.
Exactly. That's the hygiene hypothesis, which is the idea that our bodies need to be exposed, our immune systems need to be trained to fight off bacteria. If we're constantly coddling ourselves and disinfecting everything, living in hermetically sealed environments, that our immune systems never get a chance to flex their muscles, so to speak. So that's what you're talking about there. When it comes to this new antibiotic, this is actually really not something new, because you realize that the first antibiotic ever, penicillin, was discovered by accident. It was a contaminant on a mold plate that grew accidentally, and it turned out to work. And other antibiotics have actually been derived from soil organisms. So finding something in the dirt, not new.
Amazing stuff. All right, we're always enlightened by Dr. Ronald Hoffman being here. Go to drhoffman.com and sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Dr. Hoffman, on Good Day.
Thank
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Tiger by Survivor from the movie Rocky III. We play that because Carl Weathers, who played Apollo Creed, is 67 today. This is a very familiar tune.
I'm making a new movie, right, Tucker?
Right. I tell you.
New Creed, right?
Grandson or something. What's it about?
Yeah, it's called Creed. So that's Stallone's going to be a supporting character as Rocky in that movie.
Really? All right.
And what about Carl Weathers?
He was killed off in Rocky IV, so he's not.
That'd make it hard for him.
It's
going to
be about his grandson. It's going to be about the character's grandson.
Okay. Yeah, well, he could come back again. They did it with Patrick Ewing. Why can't they do it with
him? I just realized I've seen all 20 of the Rocky
Patrick
movies.
Duffy.
Yeah, Patrick Duffy, right. All right, it's 54 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie, Jennifer, Kenny, and Chuck Curry, who's our movie man here, with our contest today, which will qualify you for a trip to the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. We're having that drawing on February the 6th. Every time we do a contest, the winner gets qualified for that drawing. So listen carefully now to the next three cuts and identify the movie. And if you want the star, that'd be extra points, but you still get qualified. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, if you're going to identify the movie from which this sound comes.
How could this happen? How could you humiliate me this way? I'm ashamed to be your mother.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Get out
got
the
that,
wire.
Chuck, you got it already?
I got it.
All
I
right.
got it.
Next cut, Richie.
I buy you beautiful dresses. Oh, you treat them like you're some fish rag.
Sounds like home.
Next.
That's one of the most low-key performances in movie history.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Very subtle.
The star of this movie. It didn't take long, Richie. Everything just exploded there for you.
Oh, yeah.
The star of the movie is 74 today. That perhaps is why it makes a good focus. Okay. Last clip.
I told you, no wire hangers ever!
You know what? The woman doesn't want wire coat hangers. Okay. Don't give her wire coating.
So, the winner of the contest gets qualified for our drawing for the giveaway to... Parents and two children are going to go to the Turks and Caicos 4 days and five nights, or the other way around, Richie. I can't ever remember.
It's 3 days, 4 nights.
You'll be able to choose,
3 nights, 4 days.
Be able to choose which place you go to. There are three options there.
Yes.
So if you know the name of the movie, dial us up now. 888-302. Doug, Chuck Curry brings us movie news in a moment here on Good Day. According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, let's see if we can get to the bottom of our question here. John's in Minnesota listening to Good Day. What's the temperature there today, John?
What's the temperature?
Yeah.
It's probably about 16 degrees.
16. Good for you. I'll turn it around. 61 where I am right now, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a heat wave up here.
Good for you. It was nice and warm. What's the name of the movie in question here?
Be Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest. Faye Dunaway is 74 today, so it makes it pretty easy. You will be qualified for the drawing for two adults and two children to go to the Turks and Caicos of Jamaica.
Yeah, man, he could use it.
What's that? Yeah, he could use it. Coming from Minnesota.
16 degrees, right. Sure.
So, Chucker, North Korea is sticking to its story that it had nothing to do with the computer hack at Sony and wants to come to our country to present evidence. The government says that
you're asking me my opinion on that issue.
Well, I thought you'd like to weigh in on the interview.
I don't know. I got a good story here, though. After winning a bidding war, 20th Century Fox has acquired the rights to remake the 1981 action thriller Escape from New York, which was directed by John Carpenter and starred Kurt Russell as the signature character, Snake Plissken. According to this report, John Carpenter will have some creative control in the storyline, which I like. How's this for casting? They'll never do it, but I would cast Josh Holloway, who played Sawyer on Lost,
in a good role.
I think that would be a perfect fit. And one other bit of news, actress Melissa McCarthy reportedly trying to clear room on a busy schedule to be the female lead in the reboot of Ghostbusters.
Chuck Curry on Good Day.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.